between classes, you can find hundreds of middle schoolers hustling across a sunny courtyard at the heart of Archie Clayton Pre-AP Academy in Reno. You'll also spot Principal Bruce Meisner offering high fives and fist bumps.
Hey Gage, how are you today?
Around the courtyard, you'll notice huge logos for several Pac-12 schools. And if you were to chat with a few students, here's what they'd tell you.
I want to go to probably like Stanford.
I want to move to New York to become a journalist, so NYU or like somewhere up there.
Oregon. I've always loved Oregon. It's beautiful up there, and I'd be the first one to go to college in my family.
That was Axel Gerardo, Ava Morgan, and Gage Smith. It's not a coincidence that every eighth grader at Clayton can quickly rattle off college plans. Their responses are a product of the college-going culture Principal Meisner has created so that students will forge a pathway that requires a high school diploma.
At assemblies, we're always talking about it's not a matter of whether or not you're going to college, it's what college you're going to and what's going to be your major, what you're passionate about.
Meisner came to Clayton 5 years ago to lead a transformation effort using federal dollars from a school improvement grant. Back then, student scores in math and reading were too low.
Clayton was really a school that had a high poverty rate, but not high enough to qualify for funding from Title I. And we're a very diverse population. We draw from West 4th Street and the whole downtown corridor, the homeless shelter. All those students are zoned for Clayton.
The school still works with a lot of at-risk youth, and now it also attracts students from all over Washoe County whose parents are willing to drive them across town for that college-going culture. At Clayton, each kid is placed on an academic team named after a university. Throughout the year, they attend special assemblies, reciting their team cheers while sporting college t-shirts. Clayton is also the only school-wide pre-AP academy in the country, preparing all of its students for those difficult advanced placement courses that look so good on college applications.
I tell our kids to be a little bit cocky about the knowledge and the experiences that they've had. So when they go into high school, they should have that belief system within them that they can be successful.
Along with getting students to set their sights on college, buy-in is often needed from parents as well.
It's really a matter of identifying that this is something that is possible and allowing that broadening of those possibilities, not just for the students, but for the parents, so that they're able to break that cycle.
That's Japheth Sanchez, an education professor at the University of Nevada, Reno. She works with the federal Gear Up program, which helps low-income students get to college. For many local families, Sanchez says aspiring to anything beyond high school is not the norm, so that option may get overlooked or seem impossible.
And that stems from just the historical background that Nevada has had in terms of gaming and mining and other careers that have not required a post-secondary education. So it really requires so much effort in terms of changing that entire history.
76% of students in the most recent cohort for the Gear Up program made it to high school graduation. That's about 12% more than the state rate for economically disadvantaged kids. Sanchez says they start working with students in the seventh grade, offering everything from tutoring to campus visits to college readiness workshops.
There isn't a silver bullet. We can't say it's just GPA and it's just credits. It really has to be this holistic perspective.
Another part of that holistic approach is providing social support. Over at the Boys and Girls Club of Truckee Meadows, that's what the Be Great Graduate program is all about.
It's that one-on-one relationship they may not normally get in a school setting or at home because mom or dad is working, you know, late or two jobs.
Tina Colliver is the club's education director, as well as a mentor for Carmen Dwyer, a rising 11th grader at Sparks High.
And getting to know Carmen the past 4 years, I've been able to watch her grow up from a little girl to a woman. Yeah, a woman, because you're 16 now.
I don't really have a mother figure, so Tina was kind of there to, like, help support my sister and I throughout growing up and going into middle school and high school.
After her mother left several years ago, Carmen joined the club and asked for a mentor. Now, Tina says they talk about everything. School, boys, and how Carmen can be a role model for her younger sister.
In my opinion, what it comes down to is support. And I think without that support, I do wonder sometimes where she might be or what she might be doing. But luckily, she stumbled into the Boys and Girls Club one day, and we were able to provide her with some skill sets and opportunity.
But not every kid is going to stumble into the help they need without uniform safety nets in place statewide. That's why educators and advocates are waiting with high hopes to see if Governor Sandoval's historic increase in education funding will be the change Nevada has been waiting for. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.